Come, Holy Spirit, bless this unworthy priest that I may share with humility and with the heart, that we listen with the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Sisters and brothers, thank you for braving the heat just to be here today, leaving your comfort zones, especially those who, with much difficulty, you still came here today. You had to push a wheelchair or you have to go with a painfulness. Thank you, everyone. Today, Divine Mercy Sunday, we're here to say, Lord, thank you so much for loving us, for your mercy. Salamat po sa awa ninyo, Panginoon. I have a question. Do birds have hands? May kamay ba yung mga ibon? Wala? Eh, bakit, why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Ah, kapatid, appear tayo. Thank you, Lord. We have a loving God. We have been forgiven. There is hope. Appear tayo. Dear friends, today I just want to remind all of us that God, first of all, is just. He is good. He is loving. He is generous. And above all, He is merciful. See the level? If you cannot be good, at least be just. That's the bottom line. Yung patas, you know how, patas lang po. Don't be unjust to people. Second level, we go deeper. Be good. Patas. Be good means magpakabait tayo. Be good. It pays to be good. Don't believe people say, wala, being good, that's stupidity. No, no, no. Being good is integrity. Stay good, stay beautiful. Just good, the next level is loving. Mapagmahal ka ba? I mean, it means you're willing to go out of your comfort zone, go the extra mile, give the extra smile. Then you're getting better. Good, loving, generous. Mapagbigay ka ba? And finally, merciful. Maawain ka ba? I mean, they don't deserve it, but still you go. This is the way to go for all of us. So let's tell one another, remind one another today. Tell the person beside you, be just, maging patas ka ha, be good, magpakabait ka, be loving, maging mapagmahal ka, be generous, maging mapagbigay ka naman. And be merciful, maging maawain ka. This is what the Lord asks all of us. Ewan ko kung anong level ka na. Whatever, just keep going. We must become more and more like our good, loving Father. And today, the Lord tells all of us, peace be with you. Appear, peace be with you. Bakit po napakahalaga yung peace be with you? To the disciples. They locked their doors. They were all afraid. Why were they afraid? The Jews? Yes. But more than that, you know why they were afraid? Because they all betrayed Jesus. They all ran away. And here he comes, alive, as he promised. They were full of shame. And what did the Lord tell them? He said, peace. It's okay. It's okay. I understand. Jesus could have said, oh, kayo, mga walang ya, kayo, and he started berating them. None of that. He just said, it's okay. Peace. Be at peace. What a consolation, mga kapatid, that again and again, the Lord tells us, it's okay, anak. Nagkasala ka. It's okay. I forgive you. Sana po, huwag na huwag niyong mamimiss yung akap ng Diyos. Don't stay away from the Lord too long, too far. Ay, makasalanan kasi ako, Father. This is what divine mercy is all about. One of the most beautiful lines in the divine mercy is the one that says, your sin is just like a drop of water in the ocean of God's great mercy. Picture that. Kasalanan natin, isang patak lang ng tubig yan sa malawak na karagatan ng pagmamahal at awa ng Diyos. Wow. And sometimes, that's too good to be true, yeah? But it is true. Inuulit ko po, mga kapatid, it is better to be presumptuous of God's love than to doubt God's love. Because when you doubt God's love, you're listening to the evil one. Telling you, wala ka ng pag-asa, nakakahiya ka na, wag na yan. That's the evil one. And the Lord keeps telling you, anak, just come as you are. No questions asked. I love you. I embrace you. So today, I invite you all just to bow your heads. Experience. Whatever you've been, the Lord tells you today, you are my beloved son. I love you still. You're my beloved daughter. I embrace you. And so in humility we say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Panginoon, maawa po kayo sa akin. Ako po ay makasalanan. At Panginoon, pinapatawad ko na rin mga taong nakasakit sa akin. Sapagkat pinatawad ninyo ako. As you have forgiven me, I now also forgive all the people who have hurt me. Bahala na po kayo sa kanila, Panginoon. And Lord, I ask for forgiveness from people I have hurt. Sorry po sa mga taong nasaktan ko, nagamit ko, whatever. I pray for them, make reparation. And today, all of us, we say, Lord, I humbly and gratefully accept your forgiveness. Tinatanggap ko po ng buong pakumbaba at galak ang inyong pagpapatawad. Maraming, maraming salamat po. God is just. He is good. He is loving. He is generous and merciful. So thank you, Lord. Let's be grateful. Salamat. Maraming salamat po. Thank you ng thank you. And move on. But you know, you and I who have received healing or forgiveness, it should not stop there. Remember that incident when Jesus healed the 10 lepers? And one, only one came back. And Jesus said, where are the other nine? So you and I who are recipients of healing and forgiveness, number one, must be grateful the rest of our lives now. Gratitude is the best attitude. And number two, we must be fruitful from now on. You know, I don't know how to say this. If there are doctors here, I am 5 years cancer-free now. So, how do you say it correctly? My cancer is on remission, or I am on remission? Tama na po ba yun? Either the cancer or... But for me, ito po yun. Well, whatever. I'm on remission. My cancer is dormant or whatever. But you know, the other meaning of remission is I have recalculated my mission. I have renewed my mission. I've been cleansed and ito na. Dati I was just kung saan-saan nakatingin, but I have said this is the mission I'm going to do. The rest of my life, ito na. It means you have received healing or forgiveness. It means, hey, teka muna, ito na. Final destination is to go to heaven. Kapatid, many of us have received so many blessings and yet, wala lang. Parang walang nangyari. Parang yung dasal ka ng dasal, pero pareho pa rin ang asal. Kumpisal ng kumpisal, pareho pa rin ang asal. Praying and praying, character still the same. Confessing and confessing, and you keep on sinning. Aren't we all guilty of that? But still, please, don't lose hope. Keep believing that God still loves you, no matter what. This is what I believe in, and this is what I proclaim. Mahal tayo ng Diyos. Kaya sabihin mo din sa katabi mo, mahal ka ng Diyos, maging sino ka man. Kahit ikaw ay bad boy, maging puso mo'y sinungaling paminsan-minsan. Habang may buhay, ikaw lamang ngayon at kailanman. Amen? Sabihin mo din sa kanya, ikaw naman di na natuto. Ikaw pa, I love kita. Pangako sa'yo, meet your garden. Lovers in Paris, on the wings of love forevermore. Provinciano. Please tell the person again beside you, don't worry, be happy. God loves you. Mama Mary loves you. Amen. Amen. So, in closing, the Lord said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So, in other words, whenever we receive reconciliation, it should lead us to mission. Mission. When we come closer to God, let's continue to do our mission. And remember, sa mga nabiyayaan, God has raised your standard of living. Please raise your standard of giving. Today also, I say to our officials in government, mga kapatid, maawa po kayo sa taong bayan. Marami po kasi sa konting serbisyo, milyon-milyon naman ang ninanakaw sa tao. Maawa po kayo sa mga taong bayang naghihirap. This is the real meaning of missions of divine mercy. that God has been merciful to us, let's be merciful to the people who need us most. Sisters and brothers, let me end with looking back at Holy Week. Last Sunday is Easter Sunday. Of all the days of the Holy Week, anong relate ka? Mas gusto mo, Holy Thursday, yan, oh, God showing His love, washing of the feet, institution of the Eucharist, priesthood, ganda po, no? Good Friday, talagang ambigat. Feel na feel how Jesus really suffered and died. Painful. Of course, Easter Sunday, Jesus is alive. But there is one day of the week, of that Holy Week, na parang hindi significant. And this is Black Saturday. But the more I think about it, Black Saturday, malalim po yan. Why? Black Saturday, wala si Jesus eh. He's not present anymore. And the day is silent. No activities. Walang stations of the cross. Wala na. It's just a day that is silent. A day when even God is silent. Parang ang feeling mo, what happened? What's going to happen? And why do I tell this? All of us go through what I would call Black Saturday moments. Kunwari, nagpa-check up ka, biopsy, and then the result will come out after a week. That week is like a Black Saturday. You're helpless. You don't know what will happen. And all you do is hope. Wala kang trabaho. You're trying, waiting. Parang walang nangyayari. Black Saturday. Parang even God is silent. Or maybe a relationship breaking up. Where will it lead to? Shall I hold on? Shall I? There are moments sa buhay natin when we encounter Black Saturday. And you know, sisters and brothers, when you go through those times, when parang even God is silent, parang nobody can help you, just be still. Be silent. God is working behind the scene. May nangyayari pa rin. Sa katahimikan, in the helplessness, He is there. Please, you who are going through any Black Saturday now, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. And if I may add, be silent and know that I am God. He is with us always and in always. Breakthrough will come. Easter will come. Just like that, the Lord will suddenly appear. Mama Mary, teach us, as you stood under the cross, when everything seemed lost, teach us to hold on to you, hold on to goodness, hold on to love, hold on to hope. Jesus, King of Mercy, we trust in you. Jesus, King of Mercy, we trust in you. Jesus, King of Mercy, we trust in you. Amen and amen.